An unusual, closely watched legal case involving a wandering bull that caused a traffic fatality on Route 4 in Killington has come to a close. Killington resident Craig Mosier, the animal's owner, pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment in the death of 62-year-old John Bellis of Connecticut. And VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Craig Mosier's face was drawn as he entered Rutland's criminal court Wednesday. Asked by the judge if he understood he was waiving his right to a trial, the 63-year-old softly answered, "Yes, sir." In exchange for his guilty plea, prosecutors dropped their involuntary manslaughter charges to reckless endangerment, a lesser felony that can bring up to a year in prison. The charges stem from a crash that occurred on July 31, 2015. John Bellis and his wife, Catherine Berry, were driving to their condo in Killington when their car struck an 1,800-pound Scottish Highland bull that had wandered into nearby Route 4. It was one of two bulls owned by Mosier. In an earlier interview with VPR, Catherine Berry described what happened.
Just out of that freaking darkness was this insanely large beast. And I jolted and said, "Oh my God, what?" And before I could even finish my sentence, we crashed into it. It was like crashing into a brick wall. I was like, "Dear God."
62-year-old John Bellis was killed instantly. So was the bull. Manny initially called what happened a tragic accident. But Rutland County State's Attorney Rose Kennedy said police reports indicate the bulls had repeatedly wandered into the road, yet Mosier had not taken appropriate action to contain them. She played a number of 911 calls from motorists as evidence.
Vermont 911, where is your emergency?
Mosier's excavating.
Mosier's excavating, and what town is that in?
In Killington.
Okay, and what's the address?
I know. All I know is he's got bulls. And there's a bull, it's constantly getting out of the pen. It's in the middle of Route 4. It's dark outside, and someone's going to hit the damn thing.
When a grand jury voted to indict Mosier last year on criminal charges, farmers worried about the precedent the case would set. And Mosier's many friends were outraged. The Killington resident owns an excavating company and is something of a local hero for road repair work he did after Tropical Storm Irene. But Rose Kennedy said it was important to send a message that animal owners are responsible for their animals, whether it's a dog that bites or an 1,800-pound bull that wanders. As part of the plea deal, Mosier was sentenced to 6 months to a year of prison, all suspended, with 2 years of probation, 50 hours of community service, and a $500 fine. He spoke briefly in court.
I'd just like to address the court. My deepest condolences and prayers go out to the Bellis family for this tragic accident. Kind of broke, it's broken my heart here. I live it every day. Thank you.
While Catherine Berry told the judge she accepted the sentence, she said she would have preferred to see Mosier go to trial for manslaughter, saying the crash that killed her husband was no accident. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.